Coming up on Thursday at 4 p.m., local author Lindsay Stark will be at the Chapel Hill Public Library for a Meet the Author Tea. Friends of the library host these periodically. Tea starting at 3:30, but the event, including a reading, begins at 4 o'clock. This is free and open to everyone. Lindsay has just published her debut novel, which is called Noah's Wife, and she joins us here right now in the studio. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So is this going to be your first reading, or have you done one before?
I've done a couple in the area, and I'm from Milwaukee, so we had a big launch event in Milwaukee, which was fun, but it's been great. I've been to a couple bookstores in the Triangle area already.
Awesome. What brought you to Chapel Hill?
School.
School.
Yes.
Everyone, don't even have to ask. It's always school.
Yes.
So why Noah's Wife? That's the title of the book. What brought you to that topic?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've always been interested in stories that retell other stories, and this novel is it's not a direct retelling, but it's kind of a spin-off of the biblical flood story. It's set in a contemporary sort of nameless small town where it's been raining for as long as anyone can remember. There's a zoo, there's boats, there's rain, there's umbrellas. So it uses a lot of those ideas and images to tell a new story. And I started it when I was in my mid-20s. A lot of the people I knew were pairing off and starting families, and this idea of relationships and pairs led me to the flood story. So it's a story about relationships and community.
Awesome. And it's not a retelling. It's contemporary, right?
It's contemporary, yeah. Right. It has kind of the feel of a fairy tale or a parable.
Okay.
Kind of floats outside of space and time. I imagined it was in the Pacific Northwest, even though I'd never set foot there till about a month ago. And unfortunately, it was sunny the whole time I was there. So what can you do?
I was in San Diego one weekend, and it rained the entire weekend. It's just random. So when you got to the Pacific Northwest, was it like what you imagined?
It was. There was the ocean nearby,
right,
which is also in the novel. It was sort of hilly, mountainous. The people were hospitable and resilient, which is how my people are in the novel. But clear skies the whole time, which you won't find in Noah's Wife.
Okay. All right. So we're speaking with Lindsay Stark again. Noah's Wife is the book. This was just published in January, right?
Yes.
What has the feedback been like?
It's been really great. I've been so pleased with how supportive people have been, friends and family, strangers. It seems as though the people who love the book the most are those who actually do read it while it's raining. So my advice to readers is, if you aren't really feeling it in the first couple chapters, just wait for a thunderstorm. Maybe it'll help you get in the mood.
Okay. So should I mention it's going to rain on Monday and people should just hold off for a few days?
Yes.
And then pick up the book then?
That's perfect.
All right. Sounds good. So how did you get started? I'm always fascinated. I love writing myself, but it's, you know, it's so daunting to sit there with a blank screen or a blank piece of paper and actually get started. So what was your writing process like? How did you get started?
Well, I'm the kind of writer who starts with characters. So I have an idea of a person or a personality, and I start writing it. So I had a great collection of people, and then the trick was to sort of pull them together into some sort of plot. I also, the novel's divided into 40 short chapters, each from a distinct perspective. And I started each one with a strong opening line. So I kind of write with one strong sentence and go from there, although the very first sentence of the novel was cut out during revisions. So
of course, right?
It's not there anymore, right? But it got me going.
All right. That's all that matters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is your first novel. What had you written before?
Really just this. I started it when I was in an MFA program. I was really fortunate to sign a contract pretty soon after finishing, but I worked with an editor for 5 years after signing the contract.
Wow.
To turn it into what it is now.
So this right here, you've been building to for many, many years.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. A couple of people have asked me if there will be a sequel, but I think I've had enough of Noah's Wife for now. Maybe in a couple of years, I'll return to it.
Okay. So speaking again with Lindsay Stark, Noah's Wife is the book. It's her debut novel. Friends of the Chapel Hill Public Library are hosting her to Meet the Author Tea this Thursday, 4 p.m., with refreshments starting at 3:30 in the Chapel Hill Public Library meeting room B, and everyone's invited to that. It's free. So tell us about Noah's Wife. Who is this character?
She's never named beyond being Noah's wife.
Okay.
And she is the sort of person who likes to define herself through her relationships. She attaches herself to strong personalities. She feels comfortable. She doesn't have a very strong sense of self. So her journey over the course of novel is to move from being a minor character to a protagonist.
Okay.
Her husband, Noah, is suffering this internal crisis of faith, and when he starts to stumble, she realizes she has to find her own way.
Okay. So what inspired you to create this character? Was it how much of it was the biblical story and how much of it was something else?
I think it was more in general the idea of minor characters. Mm-hmm. I had read Ahab's Wife many years back and really loved it. Sana Jeddah Nazlin takes just one line from Moby Dick and builds a whole narrative around this person and gives her a voice. And I was really interested in this woman who in the biblical flood story is so minor, she's not even named. We just hear that she goes into the ark with her husband. And I thought, well, what if she didn't want to leave her community? What if she didn't like animals? What if, you know, she didn't hear the voice that Noah heard? What sort of faith would you have to have in your partner to follow him into an ark?
And there's so much scholarship, and not just the literature and just novel after novel is popping into my head, but just the scholarship looking back. And I know you're studying in Comp Lit for your doctorate at UNC. So you know that there's so much scholarship out there that goes back into the canon and the history of literature and finds all of these minor characters in these stories that and perspectives and things that have just been lost and forgotten, and everyone just completely took that for granted until so recently. So I love the fact that all this is coming back.
Yeah, I love it too. I think it's kind of a puzzle, mm-hmm. Trying to sort of find these correspondences and read into them and sort of figure out how works of literature talk to each other across centuries. I taught a class called Echoes and Transformations where I had my students do this, and sometimes they liked it as much as I did, sometimes not, but it was really fun.
As long as there were some that liked it as much as you did.
Yes.
That's the important thing, right? All right. Lindsay Stark is the author. Noah's Wife is the novel. Again, the reading is going to be this Thursday. Refreshments at 3:30. Actual event starting at 4. It's free and open to everyone. Lindsay, we've got to let you go in a few minutes, but before we do, could you maybe read a short passage from the novel just to give us a taste of what it's like?
Yeah, of course. I'll read a short passage from chapter 17. The town is beginning to flood. The famous zoo has been overrun, and the townspeople have had to take animals into their homes.
Okay.
So this is Noah's wife from her perspective. And so she busies herself with the beasts that Noah brought into their house. The woodchuck burrowing beneath the quilts of the guest bedroom. The badger snoring in his crate. One of the bathrooms has been transformed into a reptile house, with an orphaned baby alligator half-submerged in the bathtub and a tank of lizards sunning by the glow of a light box on the back of the toilet. The one-winged golden eagle surveys the backyard from her perch in the dining room, keeping her eye on the pens with the wild boars, the zebra, and the sheep. In the morning before Noah's wife leaves and at night when she returns, she makes the rounds around the house and yard with buckets of feed hanging from her wrists, the slender red fox trotting at her heels, and her husband nowhere to be seen. Perhaps it is better, she tries to convince herself, that she is doing this on her own. How terrible Noah is with the animals. He draws too close to them, he reaches out too quickly when he tries to touch them, and it seems as though every evening she is patching up some new wound. The barricades that he arranges while she is away, chairs, tables, lamps, have not proven successful in keeping the species contained in their assigned spaces. The animals simply do not like him.
Noah's Wife is the novel. Lindsay Stark is the author. You just heard her. That was great. I love that.
Thanks.
And again, the reading is going to be on Thursday, 4 p.m., Chapel Hill Public Library. Get there at 3:30 for refreshments. It's hosted by the Friends of the Chapel Hill Public Library, and they do that every so often. So go there, get in touch with them. They've got a whole schedule of events. So, Lindsay, before we let you go, I know there's not going to be a sequel to Noah's Wife, but what's next for you?
Another novel, after finishing the dissertation, which people never seem quite as excited to hear about.
What is the dissertation on, I should ask?
It's on gossip.
Okay.
Modernism and gossip. Yeah, so that's kind of interesting, social networks. But yeah, the next novel will be more grounded in space and time, a little more suspenseful, the Midwest of the 21st century.
Right.
I grew up in Wisconsin.
Sounds good. All right. Noah's Wife, again, is the novel. Lindsay Stark is the author. Head over to the Chapel Hill Public Library this Thursday, 4 p.m., and meet her at the Meet the Author Tea, again, hosted by the Friends of the Chapel Hill Public Library. Lindsay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.